James, J-A-M-E-S, Longan, L-O-N-G-A-N. This is a 71-year-old gentleman who was recently admitted to Memorial Hermann Cypress on or about January the 9th with severe weakness, period. The paragraph patient suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes. He noted to have acute renal failure along with pneumonia, period. Patient also had leukocytosis with anemia. CT of the chest and abdomen revealed left lower lobe pulmonary mass measuring 8.4 centimeter, multiple nodules throughout the lungs with metastatic pleural effusion, mediastinal lymphadenopathy, bony metastasis, as well as right lower lobe liver mass at 3.3 centimeter with adrenal involvement, period. The biopsy revealed metastatic carcinoma from the liver biopsy, poorly differentiated of adenocarcinoma of lung primary. Patient subsequently has decided no treatment to be kept comfortable. Given his non-small cell metastatic disease and the advancement of the disease, both patient, family, and the primary care physician feel like that's the most prudent decision to make. Patient will be kept comfortable along with the nurses at home. Patient has anemia with a H&H of 8 and 27. Also has a white count of 20,000, which has remained elevated. Albumin is low at 3.0 with a total protein of 6. These are all consistent with patient's severe and complicated lung cancer with numerous metastatic disease. Period. Put in there is patient did try a course of PEMBROLIZUMAB plus PEMETREXEL plus CARBOPLATIN regimen for metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung, but patient could not tolerate treatment, and it was decided to place patient on hospice. Put that in the middle somewhere, make it fit. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.